Thank you, Caroline. And we've been thinking quite a bit about revealing things this morning. So we're going to look at a book in the Bible, the very last book. Caroline just read the first eight verses to us, which reveals a message from God that had been given to Jesus that everybody needed to hear. So before we go any further, we're going to say a prayer together and ask God to help us to understand and ask us him to speak to us. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, the Bible. Thank you for all the things written in it to help us and challenge us, encourage us and inspire us. And we pray this morning that you'll reveal something new to us, reveal something of yourself, challenge us and encourage us anew. Amen. Now, let's see if anyone was listening to the Bible passage as it was read. Who was the message written to? There was a name that came out twice in that reading. Not Jesus, not God. There was a name of someone, a very normal name. Think you can remember it?
John.
Good man. Well done. It was written to John. Now, there are at least two or three Johns in the Bible that we know about, but this is one particular John, and he'd appeared before, earlier in the Bible, in the New Testament, and I'm wondering if we can remember some of the things about him. It's not John the Baptist, tell you that. It was another John. Anybody want to make suggestions who this might have been?
Is it the John from the Gospels?
John from the Gospel. It is the John from the Gospels, Ben. It's John who wrote the Gospel of John. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. It's that one. Do we know anything else about him? Can anybody else remember anything about him? Name of his brother? No. James, thank you. That voice, wherever that was from. Yep. And anyone know the name of his dad? I like the name of his dad. I'll give you a clue. Boing. Zebedee. Yeah. James and John, the sons of Zebedee. What a great name. Okay, so James, John, and anybody remember what his job was? I'll give you a clue. It was a pretty common job at that time.
Fisherman.
Thank you, Pete. He was a fisherman. And he was one of the disciples who was often with Simon Peter, who was often with Jesus on some of those special occasions, those special things that happened to Jesus. Often John was there. So that's who we're talking about this morning. Now, we've got to roll on about, I'm guessing, 50-ish years. John is, well, in those times, it would have been what we consider to be really quite an old man. And they reckon he was probably in his 80s. I almost said, is there anybody in their 80s here this morning? But I'd probably get into trouble for that. But he was an old man, okay? And, you know, in all those years since he'd been with Jesus, he hadn't stopped telling people about Jesus. And actually, that got him into trouble with the Romans. And what they did was they put him in prison on a small island called Patmos. And I think, if I'm fortunate, there might be a map showing you where Patmos was. There's Greece on the left-hand side, Turkey on the right-hand side, what's called Asia. So he was writing the churches in what we now call Turkey. Crete down the bottom. And in the middle there, you can't even see it, but I put a big label on and there's a little red Google pointer. That's the island of Patmos. So unless he was a really good swimmer, he wasn't going anywhere. So the Romans were trying to stop him going and talking to people about Jesus because that's what he loved to do. But they might have stopped him going and talking about Jesus, to people about Jesus, but they couldn't stop him writing to people about Jesus. And in the Bible, we have three of the letters that he wrote, and they're called, funnily enough, 1 John, 2 John, and can you guess the name of the third one? 3 John. Well done. Okay. 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. And the bit we read this morning is the very start of the book of Revelation, where John had a dream, a vision, and he was told to write things down. He wrote them down. They're in our Bible, and they're the very last book. And God revealed some amazing things to John about what might happen in the future and lots of things to encourage the church. And he wrote some very particular messages to 7 different churches. And the people who stay in the church in the morning, who don't get to go out to the hall or across the road to have lots of fun, have been staying in the church. They've been learning all about what was said to those 7 churches. So I want to think a little bit this morning about that special message. And some very special things. So he wrote them down. And I wonder what the message was. Well, apart from the things for the church, which are, can be relevant to us today, he wanted to encourage the Christians, because it was actually quite hard being a follower of Jesus in those times. He wanted to encourage them that actually God was going to win in the end, and actually, although it might seem difficult now, actually God had things under control. And he wanted to remind them about all the good things that God had done for them. And I thought we'd do that this morning and think about all the good things that God has given to us. And I brought with me a bag, and in it I've got what I think are some good things that might remind us. So I'm wondering if anybody would, don't all rush, would like to come and take something out of my bag. Okay, well done. Okay, now people are going to be able to need to see. So first dip is you, young lady. Okay, come on then. Pull something out. Okay, right. Now, if you guys can just move to the side so that everybody else can see. Now, if you'd like to turn round and hold that up and wave it at everybody. Okay, guys, if you come back a bit to the side so the people at the sides can see as well. Now, what do you think that might help us to understand about what God gives to us? Good things. What do you think?
Love.
Love? That's, that's a good idea. Yes, love. That's a real... We'll come back to that one later. What else? What is that? It's a...
Teddy.
A teddy. It's a Valentine's bear. It's a toy as well, isn't it? I think it's actually good to remember that we have lots of good things. We're very fortunate. We have lots of toys, things to play with. It's actually good to remember that actually God gives us those things. It might be Mum and Dad who gave them to us, but actually the ability to have them. Okay, young man, you can go next. What are you going to pull out? That, you're going to pull that out?
Yeah.
Okay, can you go stand at the front, a bit further forward, and wave it at everybody? What do you think that reminds... Oh, do you think I better stand up? Because... What do you think that reminds us that God gives to us?
The best breakfast
material in the world, yep.
Food,
yeah. God gives us food. You know, and that's really important that we remember that and are reminded of that and are thankful for that. Thank you very much. I better have that back. Otherwise, Katie will be really upset. She won't get a breakfast in the morning. You want to have it? Well, I think we'll get... Thank you. Okay. Okay, who's next? Oh, yep, you can have a go. Go on then, dig something out. Are you going for something big, are you? Or something... You can take that... Yeah, you can take that out. I'll give you a hand. Okay, would you like to go move to the front and go and show everybody that? What do you think that reminds us that God gives to us?
Shelter.
Shelter, that's a really good word. Thank you. Ben?
A half-made house.
Yeah, only from the back it's half-made. But some people's houses do look a bit like that sometimes, don't they? Yeah. God gives us homes, somewhere to be sheltered, to be safe. Actually, that's really important. And sometimes we take those for granted. And that's important to remember and to be thankful for that. Okay, I need one more. I've got a hand. I think you've done it already. Yeah, you young lady. Okay. Oh, okay. Can you go and wander down the front and hold that open and see if you can work out what you think it is? What is it?
It's
a pillowcase. What do you think it's good to remember that God gives us? Bed. Dreams. Sleep. Okay, I think sleep's really important. We all need it. And actually, it's a really special thing to be thankful for. And I'd like more of it, actually. But thank you. You better give that back to Caroline, because we might need that. Okay, let's see what else I've got in here. There's something at the bottom I'm not going to let you take out yet. Go on then. What have you got? I'm hanging on to one thing at the bottom, that one. Okay. Oh, okay. Could you like to go and hold that and wave that at people so they can see that? All right, have a look at it and see what you think it is. What do you think that reminds us that God gives to? Yeah, thank you. I heard the word there, family. It's actually a picture of my family. I think it's Caroline, myself, Katie, Matthew, my mum, and then my brother and his wife and their two girls. And just missing from that family is my sister, who should be in that picture as well. But there we go. That will be our family, and then Caroline's family. It's great having family, isn't it? And actually, one of the things I love about family is it's not just the people who are our blood family. When we were talking to the people who were interested in coming to be our new youth worker a couple of weekends ago, last weekend, the weekend before, they asked us, one of them asked us, what was so special about Highfield? And, you know, two or three people in the room actually said, actually, it's my big extended family. I know they are people who care for me and will help me and support me and be with me. So family is not just mums and dads, aunties and uncles, grannies and grandpas, but it can be your church family as well. Okay, let's see what else we've got in here. I think there might be one thing left. Go on then, young man. And I'm keeping the big thing at the bottom. Okay, no, I'm hanging on to that. That's coming out last. Ah, go and wave that. Go and wave that, everybody. Okay, it's an apple. And we talked about food, but what else might that be a reminder of and be thankful for?
Nature.
Nature. I think that's a good way of thinking about it. Thank you. Yeah, that actually God gives us lots of good things. He gives us the ability to grow food. He's given us a world, an amazing world in which to live. I have pictures on my computer which show me different sort of amazing scenes. And I love that, just the reminder of how much God has made and created. That's brilliant, guys. Can you sit down, please? Thank you. And, I need that. And I'm going to take out the one last thing, okay? The one last thing I wouldn't let you bring out. And actually, it's a book, and it says the story of Jesus. And I think that's the most amazing thing or person that God has given to us. He gave us Jesus. And in those verses we read, it talked about Jesus dying for us. And that's what's so special, that God sent Jesus, his only son, to come and die for us. And that was good for the people in John's day, who the book of Revelation would have been read to be reminded how much they were loved by God, that no matter how difficult things might seem, that actually God loved them and he sent Jesus to die for them so they could know God and be his friends and to follow Jesus's way. So thank you for helping me with that. That was absolutely brilliant. And I've just got two or three things for us to think about as we move on and perhaps as we go into the rest of today and the rest of the week. I think it's really important to be thankful. So all those things we thought about, and I'm sure you could think of more as well, to actually say thank you to God for. Things that seem to be there all the time that we take for granted, it's so important to say thank you to God for them. The other thing that struck me as I was thinking about today was just how old John was. He was someone in his 80s. And what I was really encouraged about as I get closer to that age than I do to your age is actually God had something special for John, a man in his 80s, to do. And actually God doesn't write people off depending on their age or anything. You know, we've always talked about God, you know, loves the young, and the young are really important, and he values them and thinks they're special. But actually, God equally loves those who are at the other end of life as well. That's so important to remember. I was really struck by that, how important it is to value our older and wiser and more experienced brothers and sisters, particularly those who've been following God for so many years. Actually, to be able to talk to them and learn from them is something amazing. And I think that was a lesson to me, to really value older Christians. And I hope, I'm just looking at my daughter now, that as I get really old, even older than I am now, that actually I will be valued for hopefully being able to say something sensible and wise and to really share my walk with God and actually how he's been with me and helped me. So actually I think that I was just really encouraged about God valuing us whatever our age and having something special for us to do. And the final thing I wanted to say is just a reminder about that love, that we've been loved with an amazing love. We are loved with an amazing love. In the verses we read, at some point it talked about, I am the first and the last, said the Lord Almighty, who is, who was, and who is to come. And that idea of God always there, of Jesus always there, and actually a love that you can't point to when that love started. That love doesn't end, it's just always there. And it reminded me of a song that I've been singing for years and years and years, but actually really struck home the words of it. And you may know the song, I expect some of the people sitting in the seats may know the song, but actually it's the one that goes, I'm not going to sing it, God's love is like a circle big and round, and when you see a circle, no ending can be found. And so the love of Jesus goes on eternally, forever and forever, I know that God loves me. A love that knows no bounds, that knows no end. Whatever we do, whatever we face, it's a love that's with us and always will be. Amen.